We live, we love, we serve.
Would you rise and open your Bibles, your Bible apps? That wasn't fair. He kind of just dropped the bomb and dipped out on us, didn't he? He's a man of some good words. Let us turn to the book of Matthew, going to chapter 14. Book of Matthew, chapter 14, and won't you go down to verse 22. Verses 22, we're going to be reading 22 through 32. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 32. And they read as such. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up onto a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before the dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. They cried out, "It's a ghost," they said, in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed in the boat, the wind died down. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Gracious God, we are here today grateful. Grateful because in the midst of a chaotic time, in the midst of a chaotic situation, in the midst of just pure chaos itself, you are still present. You are still here. And you are still doing what you do best, keeping us in the times that we need you, God. Showing up when we need you to show out, God. Shining all that is you on us, God. Giving us what we need to keep going, God. In the midst of it all, you have always been there, God. We are here right now because each and every day of our lives, despite what was going on outside, God, you were always present with us. So we must say thank you. God, be here right now, God. Let your spirit fall afresh around this place, God. The people need a word from you on today, Lord. So let my words be precise and clear so that your message may be received with open ears and open hearts and open spirits, God. Do what you got to do to get the glory out of this moment, God. We know you can do it. You've already done it plenty of times before, God. So there's no reason for us to doubt that you won't do it again, God. Be with us. Love on us. Be God all by yourself in our lives. And we will continue to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all of the glory. It's in your name we pray. We say amen. 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 You may be seated. Family, I simply want to title this sermon today, Do or Do Not. Do or Do Not. FCBC family, if you know me, I love all things sci-fi. I might classify me as nerdy by some. I love Lord of the Rings. I especially love Harry Potter. And you're gonna make me feel a type of way about it either. I love everything, all those things. And one of my favorite conversations in the world, surprisingly, does not take place in the Bible. But it takes place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. We are in the Star Wars Neck of the Woods, if you didn't catch that. But it takes place on the distant planet called Dagobah, where Luke Skywalker has just crashed his ship into a swamp and cannot get out of it. Stay with me, please. Stay with me. He's on a planet looking for a teacher to show him the ways of the Force. The Force in the movies is defined as the mystical energy field that surrounds all living things, acting as a connective force throughout the galaxy, which certain individuals can tap into to perform extraordinary feats. So he goes to his planet and he crashes his ship, but he starts looking for a teacher, and he finds one in a tiny green being whose name is Yoda. And they begin their training. During his training, Luke finds out that he has to leave immediately and go save his friends, but he cannot because his ship is still sunken in the swamp. He is frustrated and he is upset because he's trying to hurry up. He's worried about his friends. He's scared about what's going to happen to him, and his ship is still stuck in the swamp. But his teacher, Yoda, implores him to use the Force and what he has learned to lift the ship up, which Luke responds with this. Luke says to Yoda, "Well, I'll give it a try." Yoda cuts him off immediately and said, "No, try not. Do or do not, because there is no try." SCBC, how many of us get stuck in different areas of life because we are focused on trying instead of doing? We've all at one point or another started out doing, but I'm convinced that something happens that shifts our mindset and gets us from doing to trying. We set goals and have high expectations of ourselves, and we start doing the things to hit these goals and to reach these expectations, but then something happens that shifts our minds and our thoughts, and we go from a doing mindset to a trying mindset. Let me get on some of y'all streets here. How many of us know how to do when it comes January 1st of a new year? I'm not here to make you feel bad. But how many of us start off a new year with a bang, doing all the things that we said we would do at the start of the new year? We really be into it, don't we? We be in those packed gyms. Our fridges be full of veggies and fruit. We go buying our 10 books from Barnes and Nobles. We set our alarm clocks because we are determined to pray 3 times a day. We start off hot, don't we? But the statistics say that 80% of those New Year resolutions are done by February. So what happens that shifts our minds, not just at the beginning of every New Year, but throughout our lives that we start doing, but then our doing turns into a try? Well, I tried to keep it going. Well, I tried to read those books. Well, I tried to stay focused, but something always happens that shifts our attention and shifts our mindset, and things come in our lives that take our focus away from the doing. And the main thing that comes in our lives are distractions. These distractions cause us to look at ourselves differently, then cause us to doubt ourselves and start to make us think that we aren't the embodiment of infinite possibilities that God has created us to be. And God calls us on our own specific paths in life to follow. So know in this moment, FCBC, that nothing will come up in your path that you cannot handle. But when we are in the midst of our doing, these distractions have a way of coming in our lives and shifting our focus so that we actually start to lose faith in who we are and whose we are and what is possible and what we can do. And that's normal because life comes with its ups and downs. But I'm here to encourage you today to believe that just because you stop doing something doesn't mean you can't pick it up and start doing it once more. Don't let the distractions of life cause you to start doubting yourself. Don't let them cause you to start losing focus on what is possible. Don't let the distractions make you think you have to stop and give up just because things may look a little differently than you expected. But no, when these distractions come in the midst of your doing, I want you to focus more on the thought that if God be for me, then nothing can be against me. And if God believes in me and is calling me to do something on my path, then I shouldn't have any fears. I shouldn't have any doubts, because if God trusts and believes that I can do it, then there is nothing that ought to make me think otherwise. If God is believing you, FCBC, what else are you worried about? But sometimes it's easier said than done, because those distractions in life can be a bit distracting, can't they? We have to be able to ignore those distractions and ignore all those winds in life that come against us and focus on what God is telling us and where God is calling us to. Jesus has just finished feeding the multitude and is in dire need of some rest. So he sends his disciples ahead to the other side to wait for him. And he goes and he just gets a little bit of solitude. But while Jesus was alone recharging and praying, the disciples find themselves in the midst of a windy, stormy situation. And after Paul is here to remind a few people in here that just because you choose to follow the carpenter doesn't mean that you won't run into some windy situations throughout your life. Sometimes, in fact, more strong winds will come blowing once you make that commitment to follow Jesus. But know that just because the winds are coming and the winds in life get stronger, that doesn't mean that you're alone in the midst of those winds. It's one thing to be in the windy situation by yourself, but when you're in the midst of the wind and you know that you're covered by God, then you know that everything will be all right. The disciples are in this windy situation, and Jesus takes note of this, and Jesus starts to head to them, walking on water. And one of the things that stood out to me here is that Jesus is walking on water in the midst of the wind. Jesus could have stopped the wind at any point he chooses, but Jesus kept walking through the wind. This stands out to me because I believe that throughout the Gospels that if we are calling Jesus a teacher and we are calling the disciples his students, then there comes times where a teacher must test his students to see if the student is actually learning anything or just sitting, watching, and going through the motions. Jesus doesn't stop the storm because this is an opportunity for the disciples to show that they really believe in what they have been seeing, they believe in what they have been hearing, and this is an opportunity to show that they really believe in what they've been told, not only about Jesus, but what Jesus has told them about themselves. Jesus told them, "You are the light of the world, and a city on a mountain cannot be hidden." Jesus told them that the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus told them that in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see the good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus told you that you are the embodiment of infinite possibilities. So if Jesus is continuing to tell you these things, at what point are you going to start not just looking at them, not just saying them, but believing in them and acting on them? SCBC, don't get afraid, because we all go through those windy moments in life where we say, "Now, God, I know that you are present, and God, I know that you are here, but God, why aren't you acting when I need you to? God, why aren't you moving like I want you to move?" All the while, God is sitting here saying, "Well, I taught this lesson last week." Instead, in those windy situations, I need you to trust and believe in what you have learned along your journey. Trust and have faith in what you have learned from God. And know not only that you know what you're doing, but know that God is there. And trust in what God has placed inside of you, because God has given everything you need. You just have to believe in it. But once again, I know this is easier said than done, because distractions be distracting, don't they? The disciples are scared. The boat is tossing and turning. They see someone coming towards them on the water and they get afraid, which bothers me a little bit, because on this journey, they've seen crazy and miraculous things before. But it only bothers me because I live here in New York and I see how some of y'all be acting. And y'all know how to stay focused in the midst of some crazy things. Y'all know how to keep walking and mind your business. Because if you get distracted, you might be late to getting where you need to go, right? But they are scared, and they cried out in fear. Jesus shouts out to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter responds, "Lord, if it is you, tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Come." That's all Jesus says is come. Jesus doesn't say try to walk on the water. Jesus doesn't say try to see if you stay up once you get out the boat. Jesus doesn't say try and see if you can do what I'm doing. Jesus says come. In that moment, that should have given Peter all the confidence he needed and removed all doubt from his mind, because if Jesus believes I can do it, then nothing else should matter. I should be laser focused on simply doing what I need to do to get to where Jesus is calling me, because I know I can get there because Jesus is telling me to come. FCBC, if God is leading you somewhere, you ought to have faith and confidence in God simply saying, come. Trust and have faith in the thought that God wouldn't be leading or calling you somewhere if God didn't think you could handle everything that comes with it. Sometimes the greatness that God has for us can seem like it's too much for us, and we get scared and we push back because we start thinking about all that can go bad. We start focusing on all these other things instead of focusing on the fact that God said, come. You may be afraid, but if God is beckoning you, then you ought to have faith and trust in that call, whatever that call may be. No, because God is calling, then you can do it. You can do it, family. Peter asks, and Jesus says, come. Peter steps off the boat and starts to do. He starts to do what he thought was impossible in the moment. Peter is doing, and Peter starts walking towards Jesus on the water. But the scripture says, when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. When he saw the wind, he began to have his doubts. When he saw the winds, he began to have his fears. When he saw the winds, he began to not trust in what he was doing, even though he had already begun doing it. And in that moment, he ceased from doing and started trying to walk on the water. And then he went from trying to sinking, all because he noticed the winds. FCBC, what are the winds in your life right now? The winds that seek to distract you from doing. The winds that seek to take your attention off where God wants it to be. Distractions that seek to make you feel like you cannot do anymore, that you cannot do anything at all, that make you feel like you're failing even in the midst of your doing. Maybe the winds in your life are the people and their words. Words that seek to tear you down once they see you growing and showing out. Words that seek to make you feel like you have no worth in the midst of your doing something amazing. Words that make you feel like you can't do anything right, even though you're in the midst of doing everything you need to be doing. Words that seek to make you stop doing and think that you can't do anything at all because you're so alone, because you're so this, because you're so that. And they're trying to get you to sink down to a level to where they are so they can be comfortable with you, because they're not comfortable with what you're doing because you're doing what God has told you to do. Sometimes people can be so envious and jealous of what God is doing in your life and where God is taking you in their life that they'll say or do anything to make you see yourself other than where God sees you. Maybe the winds in your life come from comparison. You can't focus on where you are right now because you're too worried about where somebody else is, too worried about the things somebody else has. Not focus on what God is doing in your life because you are thinking that somebody else has it better than you. All the while, we don't really know what people went through to get to where they are. The same reason some people say, I don't know how you're smiling right now. You say, I don't either, but God is still faithful. God is still present. So there's no reason for me to be comparing what you have to what I have, because what I have is what God has given me. And if God gave it to me, that's enough for me. But once again, distractions be distracting. But maybe the winds in your life come from your own mind, making you feel like the infinite possibilities aren't possible. If we're being honest, our own minds can sometimes be the biggest distractions in our lives. We make ourselves feel like we can't do something. We make ourselves feel like we aren't worthy of change and the progression that we've made. We make ourselves feel like we are failures, all in the midst of our doing. And we stop doing and start trying and start sinking, all because of our own thoughts. We don't think we can do things. We don't think we can accomplish things. And we're telling ourselves, even though we've had success in these same areas. As Luke said on the planet, worried and afraid about not getting there, Yoda once again implied him to use the force. Luke tries and Luke fails. Luke says, you ask the impossible, and walks away. And once he walks away, that's when the teacher goes to work. If you see this movie, it's a great scene. Yoda sits there and Yoda puts his hand out. And slowly but surely, Yoda lifts that ship out of the swamp and puts it on land. Luke comes back and is amazed. He says, I don't believe it. Yoda simply replies, and that is why you fail. You see, that's our problem, FCBC. We don't necessarily believe in ourselves, and we don't believe in the power that God put in us, because if we did believe, we'd be acting a whole lot differently when things got tough, when times got rough, when we found ourselves in these stormy situations. If we believe in ourselves, then we'll be acting like we are confident to know that God is behind me, and if God put something in me, then I can do what I need to do to get out of this situation right now. You ought to believe in yourself, FCBC, because sometimes that's all you need to keep going. Believe in yourself based off the fact that God believes in you, and if God believes in you, then there is nothing that should be able to push away those beliefs. We let people get into our heads. We let comparison bring us down. We let our own minds and thoughts distract us. Don't let the distractions make you doubt yourself. Don't let them make you feel like you can't do something. Don't let them make you feel different about yourself. You've gone through too much to get to where you are right now to let distractions be your downfall. We live in a nation that has always sought to distract us and make us feel that we were less than, make us feel that we are nothing, make us feel that we don't matter, try to make us feel as if we can't do anything. But I'm here to tell you right now that in spite of a terrible conditions that we've always been surrounded by, there is something ingrained in our DNA that makes us do in spite of it all. From the time we got to this country, they have been continually trying to stop us from doing, but they have never been successful because it's ingrained in our DNA. They tried to whip it out of us, but we kept on doing. They tried to lynch fear into us, but we kept on doing. They tried to peel our skin off with fire hose, but we kept on doing. They tried to throw us in jail, but we kept on doing. They flooded our communities with guns and drugs, but we kept on doing. Even today, they continue to kill black men and black women with camera evidence and get away with it, but we still keep on doing. And just because a racist bigot sits in the White House once again doesn't mean that we are going to stop doing. If we're being real, this isn't the first time we've had to deal with this. This country has a long history of having racist and bigoted leaders, but through it all, we still have been doing. They want us to lose hope. They want us to lose faith in ourselves. They want us to say, oh, we tried to make a change. They want us to say, oh, we tried to get out and go vote. They want us to say, oh, we tried to do our jobs. No, we did our jobs, and just because others didn't do theirs and got distracted by the distractions that were thrown at them, trying to get them to focus on lies and deceit and not focus on the fact that they are sinking right now themselves. Just doesn't mean we stop doing. We cannot let the distractions that come with the windy seasons of life make us stop doing, because through it all, we've done too much through those windy seasons. We've gotten through too much to stop doing right now. It is ingrained in our DNA. We are doers. We are doers. Throughout it all, they have tried to stop us. And just because the election didn't come out the way we wanted doesn't mean we're going to stop doing. We're going to annoy them and start doing a little more. We've been through too much to stop right now. So as Peter started sinking, immediately it says, Jesus reached out and caught his hand and said, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And for me, Jesus is not saying, you had little faith in me, or why did you doubt me? Because Peter clearly had faith and trust in Jesus because he got out the boat in the first place. No, Jesus is questioning that, why in the midst of your doing do you lose faith in yourself? Why in the midst of you doing the impossible did you start to doubt yourself? Why in the midst of you doing something amazing and great did you start to doubt all that you are? And I might ask you, FCBC, why do you continue to doubt yourself in the midst of your doing? You can try to tell me that the distractions are too much, Pastor Trey, but I counter that with the fact that you are here right now, FCBC. Because you have continued to do in the midst of distraction. You have done so much in the midst of your windy seasons. You have done so much that you can continue to do whatever you want. You were sick, but you kept on doing. You were stressed out, but you kept on doing. You didn't know how you were going to feed your family, but you kept on doing. You didn't know how you was going to pay your bills, but you kept on doing. You couldn't get out of bed, but you kept on doing. The doctor gave you a bad diagnosis, but you kept on doing. You didn't feel like even coming to church today, but you kept on doing. Your kids got on your nerves, but you kept on doing. Your spouse looked at you the wrong way, but you kept on doing. They tried to tell you you couldn't, but you kept on doing. In the midst of it all, you have done too much. I know I'm not on somebody's street just yet, so let me try to get there. You couldn't even walk right now, but you kept on doing. You were heartbroken, but you kept on doing. You thought you were alone, but you kept on doing. You thought God forgot about you, but you kept on doing. You're in right here right now because you kept on doing in the midst of it all. Oh, that's not enough for somebody. Let me go a little deeper. Let me try a little something. They said you only had 3 months to live, but you kept on doing. They told you didn't have much time left, but you kept on doing. Things don't go well, but you keep on doing. The sky may darken, but you keep on doing. And if you can do in the midst of those things, you should never doubt yourself again as we move forward and leave this place today. But if you still have your doubts, and you still have some fears, just know at the end of the story, when Peter was in the midst of his sinking, Jesus reached out and grabbed him and the wind ceased. God is there through it all. Even when you're sinking, God is still there. Even when things aren't going right, God is still there. I'm reminded of the scripture that even though God is still there, we need to know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. That means you can do all things, not just things you know you can do, not just things you're good at, not just things you succeeded at before. That means you can do all things. You can do things that scare you, things that push you, that you push back against, things you don't want to do, things that you're afraid to do. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You walk in FCBC every week and you declare that we are an ever-evolving community of visionaries, dreamers, and doers. So when you come in here, you ought to not just say it, but believe it as well. Despite it all, you can still do. And despite it all, you've still been doing. It doesn't matter what's going around in the world. It's not going to stop us from doing right now. It doesn't matter what they try to say about us. It doesn't matter what they put against us. We are going to continue to do. We've done before, so we can do it again. And just like before, with our ancestors, as they were doing, God was with them each and every step of the way. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Even when it seems like the whole nation is against you, God is still present. Even when people make foolish decisions, God is still present. In the midst of it all, family, God is still present. So don't worry about moments where that doubt comes, because doubt will come. Fear will come. You may start to sink a little, but as you're sinking, know that a hand will be reached out to pull you right back up. And you can start doing all over again. You can start doing right where you left off. Have faith in yourself on today, FCBC. Because God has faith and trust in you. God wouldn't put you where you are right now if God didn't think you could handle the heaviness that comes with it. We often push back because, once again, we think things are supposed to be easy. But no, just because things get hard just doesn't mean you're supposed to stop. Sometimes when things get hard, that means you're just supposed to cry out for God just a little bit louder. And watch what happens in the midst of your shouting out. Watch how God moves. And watch sometimes how God doesn't move. Sometimes God's going to sit there and wait for you to realize that through it all, you've been learning some things. Through it all, God's been teaching you some things. And sometimes God is waiting for you to realize that there is power within me and I have the power to do the impossible. So don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt the moments where you think God is present, isn't moving. But know that sometimes God is waiting for you to realize that you can do. You can do all things. All things, FCBC. So continue to do. We got a lot of work to be done. Pastor Mike said it in the video. And we've been here before. And we've come out on the other side before. So we can do it again. So let's get ready to keep doing FCBC. Let's keep ready to keep going forward with FCBC. Let's not let what's going on in the country stop us from doing. So let's go out and do FCBC. Amen.